Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Donald Trump just loves to make inappropriate comments about his daughter, albeit a beautiful woman. But he said in 2003, quote, she has the best body. In 2006, Donald Trump told The View, she does have a very nice figure. I've said that perhaps if Ivanka wasn't my daughter, I'd be dating her. He also told Rolling Stone earlier this year, that if I weren't married, and you know, her father, he alluded to the fact that he would have sex with her. His daughter. Is that okay or is it not okay?
It sounds bad. It sounds questionable.
Not a good look,
but
right?
But I think it's just a proud father.
A proud father?
If she was a singer, he would say, my daughter's the best singer in the world.
Sure.
She's attractive, so she's the most gorgeous woman ever in the history of women.
Saying your daughter's attractive
That's
is
what
one
I think
thing.
I don't think it's a sexual thing connected to it. Just the sexual parts, though.
Well, Drew, do you think that your son is handsome?
I think he's a very good-looking lad.
There you go. You want to bang him.
I'm not even. I would never say if my son weren't my son, I would date him, mostly because I'm not into dudes.
But you would say, I can see why a woman would want to be with him if I was a woman.
You think he's got a good little physique on him, right?
Okay, now you're getting gross.
Why are you doing that with your hands? I mean, you could say, hey, look, he's in shape. I mean, that's what Donald Trump said about his daughter, right?
You don't really think he is attracted to his daughter, do you?
Yes. Nikki, can you call that guy from before and see if he's creeped out by what Seth just said about my son?
That's what I'm just kind of flipping it on you because it's easy to say, hey, this guy's saying this about his daughter. He wants to bang her. But you could say all of these things about your son and nobody would say the same thing.
People say, my daughter's beautiful all the time. They tell her. You tell her she's beautiful.
Yeah, to say she's beautiful. But to say that if she wasn't your daughter, you'd date her?
That's just because he's on TV. He's just trying to get a rise out of people.
Is it okay or is it not okay? And I'm looking at you, Creepy Dad, 727-579-1025. And Creepy Dad is a guy who we call Creepy Dad because his daughter is one of the monthly girls on the Seminole Hard Rock Casino calendar.
Oh.
And he had her bikini shot as his Twitter avatar for a while.
He's proud that he produced something so beautiful.
Well, he's not really her daughter. He's her stepdaughter.
What?
He raised a beautiful daughter.
I think I just stroked out live on the air. I can't, my synapses are not firing. Jason, is it okay or is it not okay to say that if your daughter was not your daughter, that you would date her?
It is without a doubt not okay.
It's not okay.
Tell us why.
Well, why would you date? If you say you would date a girl, I mean, find one guy that would say that they would date a girl and not want to have, you know.
Well, but aren't we the creepy ones to say, to attach sex to it? Like, he didn't say anything about sex. He just said he would date his daughter if he was not her father.
I think he's a creepy dude that wants to do nasty things to his daughter. I don't know.
You actually think he walks around thinking about, I want to hook up with my daughter? Yeah.
I think anything's fair game. And if it keeps him out of the White House, let's keep this story going all day long. Carrie Tebow just tweeted, you should love your daughter, but you shouldn't love your daughter. Trump is gross. Hashtag not okay. I want to hear from dads who would say it is okay. I think we can all agree this is not okay. But I would love to hear any dad who justifies that, who would have ever said about his daughter, okay, you could say your daughter's attractive, right?
I think so.
Can you say your daughter's hot?
Yes.
Sexy.
Only on this show.
Yes, no. You can say she's sexy.
You're allowed to say your daughter's
sexy.
Doesn't
mean you want to have sex with her.
No, you cannot say your daughter's sexy. You can say she's beautiful. You can say she's attractive. But you cannot say she's sexy or any term you would describe a girl you would want to bang.
If you can tell your daughter she needs to lose weight, you can tell her she's sexy.
Kay, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live.
Hey, Drew. How are you?
Kay, I'm doing great. Thank you. Is it okay or is it not okay?
I think it's okay. I mean, he's just obviously very proud of the way his daughter looks. And I have to tell you, my stepdaughter used to work for Hard Rock, and she was in the calendar. And my husband actually has the pictures framed and hanging up in our house.
Because he's proud that his daughter's so hot.
That she's in a bikini?
She's in a bikini.
But, I mean, you know what guys are doing to that calendar, right?
Yeah, but they're not doing that in front of me. She chose to be in the calendar. She's a very beautiful girl. It was a very good career move for her. And my husband's very proud of her. He's proud of the fact that she is so gorgeous.
Okay, question. When your husband's friends come over, and I'm sure they do, to pop a couple of brewskis and watch a little football on TV, does he go, hey, guys, come in here. I want you to check out my daughter. Look how hot she looks in this calendar.
No, it's not in a part of our house where people who come over see it.
He wants to keep it private.
it's in actually the room that used to be her. That's in her old room.
Interesting.
Which is now a playroom.
Seth?
And did you say that was his daughter or his stepdaughter?
His daughter, my stepdaughter.
Oh, okay.
Wow. And that doesn't at all reek of a little bit of creepiness to you? Little bit?
No, I mean, she's beautiful. The stuff she posts online, truthfully, she's not wearing much more than she is in those bikini pictures.
Creepy is taking a shower with her.
Well, has he ever done that?
No, he has not.
Or creepy is like, let me change your diaper, and she's 21.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
He's very protective of her.
Yeah,
he
doesn't want anybody else getting a piece of that.
This is mine.
I'm so sorry I said these things about your husband. Thank you so much. Have a great night.
You too, Drew.
Bye-bye. 727-579-1025. Donald Trump speaking in a relatively sexual way about his daughter. Jen, is it okay or is it not okay?
It's not okay.
It's not okay.
It's creepy.
Right? Like, you can say your daughter's pretty, but the minute you cross over into, hey, man, if I wasn't her dad, I'd bang her.
It's because you're sexually attracted to him.
That's one of them,
But he's not dating her. He's complimenting her.
But he would date her.
He went about it in a creepy way. If you were going to date somebody, one of the reasons you want to date him is because you want to hook up with them.
Because they have money.
Right, and she's got both of those. But you could never see, Jen, a grown man saying about his daughter, she's hot, and if I wasn't her dad, I'd love to date her.
No, that's nasty.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the phone call. Kevin says it's okay. Kev?
Hey, Drew. It's Kevin. I am a father of three daughters, age 19, 20, and 21.
Oh, boy.
And all three of my daughters are gorgeous. But if you cross the line and say sexy, that means you're not being a grown-up.
What? What's the difference between gorgeous? What's the difference between gorgeous and sexy? Just so we're on the same page here.
There is a big difference where it takes your mind, if you know what I'm saying.
I don't know what you're saying. Would you date any of your daughters if they were not your daughters?
Well, of course I would. You know, I mean, you gotta speak totally hypothetically. You know, you can't just
listen.
You date them as your daughters.
They're not his daughters.
The right answer to that question is, I don't think about them in that way, sir. That's the right answer to that question. The wrong answer is a 5-second pause followed by, hell yeah, I'd tag the hell out of him, which is basically what you just said.
No, that's not what I said.
It's like if you have a hot sister. Your sister's hot.
My sister's not hot.
No, I have five sisters, and they're hot, too, but I would never touch them in a sexual way.
Creepiest West Virginian we've ever spoken to. Yes, Nikki?
Think about it from her perspective.
I'm from Sarasota.
Okay, same thing. Go ahead, Nikki.
If my dad said I was hot or sexy or that he would date me, I would be creeped out.
Of course. Do you think your daughters would be creeped out if they found out how hot you think they are, sir?
No, I tell them all the time.
How do you tell him? Pretend Nikki's your daughter. Nikki, you're home from school. Tell your daughter that she's hot.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, Nikki. You look very good today. You are gorgeous.
Yeah, that's what you're supposed to.
I would have saw him before school, obviously, because I'm their dad. So.
So I look gorgeous. I don't look hot.
No, I don't see you as hot. I see you as a gorgeous woman.
So it's not okay to call a girl hot, your daughter hot. That's what you're saying. You're contradicting yourself now, dude.
Well, then I'm contradicting myself.
You guys have made him see things a different way.
You put the dick in contradicting. Congratulations, sir. Thank you very much. And we'll let you go back to sniffing your daughter's panty drawer right now. Thank you. Have a great day.
They don't live at home.
But you would if they did.
Wow. Now that's creepy.
That was gross.
Hey, listen, just because a guy thinks his daughters are beautiful doesn't mean he's sniffing their undies or, you know, trying to sneak into their canopy bed with them at night or anything like that.
What do you think, Seth?
About saying your daughter's hot?
Yeah. Doesn't mean you want to hook up with her. If she's attractive, she's attractive.
Right.
She might look like her mom, who you were very attractive to.
It is.
Attracted to.
It would be strange saying your daughter's hot or sexy, but hot, sexy, beautiful, they all kind of mean the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Take beautiful out of the equation.
Beautiful and sexy.
No.
Gorgeous.
Pretty is beautiful. Gorgeous, sexy. These are two categories of women.
What's the difference between beautiful and gorgeous? It's all the same to me.
You're beautiful. He's gorgeous.
I feel like I want to be gorgeous.
Everybody does.
I'd rather be sexy.
No, if you say a young lady is beautiful, that's a classy way to say that she's attractive.
That's what you say in public. You say, hey, that lady's beautiful.
Right. Sexy is what you say behind closed doors.
But it all means the same thing.
Basically. But for your daughter, you should say she's elegantly beautiful, not throbbingly sexy.
We don't say throbbing, yeah.
Christine, welcome to Drew Garabo Live. How are you?
I'm nauseous.
Good, how are you?
Good. Is it okay or is it not okay to say your daughter's sexy as hell and you'd like to tag her?
Not okay.
Not okay.
From the perspective of a daughter, my dad has told me that I'm a beautiful young woman, that any guy would be lucky to have me. But if he called me sexy, I would probably never talk to him again. That's just gross.
What if your dad said you were gorgeous? What would you think about that?
I think that's okay.
I
wouldn't feel offended by that or creeped out.
So sexy seems to be the line.
Sexy or hot or anything like that, yeah.
Sexy.
And if he told me that, like, a guy would be lucky to date me, that would make me so complimented. But if he said that he would date me, then, yeah, like, I would just go.
Yeah. Like if I'm your dad and I say, gosh, I could sure see where a guy would date you. You look beautiful today. That's above board and everything's fine.
Right.
Man, you look sexy today. And if I wasn't your dad, I would date you way across the line and way creepy in the Trump category, right?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Great call. Our good friend Kelly of Spanish and Kelly, I hate to refer to her like that, but that's how we're familiar with her, who became Facebook official today. What's worse, at you on the radio, my dad calling to tell you that I was a 9 or the fact that I'm hurt that he didn't give me a 10? Hashtag creepy. That really happened. And it was hot. Betsy, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live.
It was beautiful.
Betsy?
Hey, Drew. Merry Christmas. How are you?
Right back at you, Betsy. How are you today?
I am terrific. Hey, I want to spin this up. I have got a son who is 26 years old, who is a cross between Leo and Justin. And if he wasn't my son, I'd do him. This is all a hypothetical figure of speech. So, I mean, it's something we say in the modern age now. I mean, we're not really going to do
now
it.
Now she's saying do him.
Wait, hold on.
Okay.
Let's rewind a second. You don't mean that your biological son is so attractive that if he was not related to you, you would jump on that?
That's a hypothetical. If he were not related to me and I saw him out someplace, I'd say, damn, that's a hot guy.
And you feel okay about saying that about your the fruit of your loins?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, he's a great guy. And I mean, when it comes to Trump, I mean, why would Trump really want to do his daughter? I mean, look at his wife.
Well, I mean, just because.
I do his wife.
Keep it in your pants there, horny. So hypothetically, if your son was not your son, what position would you imagine banging him in?
Oh, man, I ain't going down that road.
Oh, we're already down that road.
I was just touching the surface of the bubble there.
Well, so you would touch the surface of his bubble.
Yeah, get on in that bubble.
You were so quick. That's why I love you.
Thank you. That's why most women hate me in the bedroom. But thank you very much. Have a great day, okay?
Awesome show, Drew.
Thank you, Betsy. Now, that's not okay, right?
I think Betsy's just bringing the realness.
She brought the realness, all right. Damn, that is creepy, though. You're a cross between Leo and who else?
Justin, she said.
Justin? And if you weren't my son, I'd bang the hell out of you?
Timberlake or Bieber?
Yeah, since when does Timberlake just get a one name Justin now?
How do we know it's Timberlake and not the Biebs?
Why do I automatically think it's Timberlake and not Biebs?
Because Timberlake's so damn hot.
I thought it was Biebs.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it was Timberlake. She would have said Biebs. Then again, she sounded a little old to know that he's a Biebs.
Yeah, she wouldn't know Biebs.
Biebs is Biebs. Justin is J. Tim.
Stacy, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. How are you, Stacy?
Yeah.
Oh, what a weird show.
I just wanted to say, you know, I tell my daughter all the time how beautiful and gorgeous and sexy and attractive she is. Is there something wrong with the mother doing that?
No, I don't think so. I think there's a different dynamic between the mother-daughter and the father-daughter, right?
Yeah, I mean, but see, I also tell my son how gorgeous he is. I mean, you know, but you're making it dirty, and it's not. I mean, my son is a handsome, beautiful young man.
But is he sexy?
He is sexy, but it's because I am proud of the man that I raised, not in the way that you're making it out to be.
I'm making it out to be anything. I'm just saying, if you
yeah,
say
you're... You are saying that you can't appreciate your child and what they've grown into
to
become.
No. You are misinterpreting, my dear. I'm saying it's great to appreciate your child. I'd say the minute that you cross the line from gorgeous or attractive to sexy land, that gets a bit inappropriate. That's what I'm saying.
Well, but that's because that's where your mind goes.
I think a lot of other people who have called in, their mind is going there as well, my dear. That's why this is a story to begin with.
Yeah, I don't know. I just don't agree with that. I just think that, you know, you have a child, you love them like nothing else.
Right. And that should prevent you from having sexual thoughts about them.
It has nothing to do with sexual thoughts. It has to do with building their self-esteem, letting them know that they're a beautiful person, and that not to have anybody put them down or make them feel worse about themselves when you're trying to build their...
My dearest, we're on the same page when it comes to self-esteem. All I'm saying is there's no need to take it to a creepy category of, if Ivanka were not my daughter, I'd be dating her. You're okay with a comment like that?
Oh, I didn't. Okay, well, I'm not saying that.
That's what we're saying.
But you're starting to throw in the fact of if somebody says they think that their child is sexy.
Yes.
Well, that's two different things.
No, it's not. It's the same ballpark, my dear. Sexy is the same thing. No. When you call your kid sex, when you attach the word sex to your kid, that approaches a very inappropriate territory for most parents.
So just say you do him.
Yeah, just say I'd bang him and then call it a day.
That's disgusting.
Exactly. Thank you very much. I'm glad we agree there.
That's where your mind goes.
That's where your mind goes. It's a great radio program you're listening to in the background there. She's rubbing the phone against her private parts. She's so turned on by the thought of her son. Pervert, pervert, creepazoid. She got so aroused by the thought of her naked son that she just took the phone and started jamming it down the front of her panties. She's like, oh my God, I'm talking about my son. He's so hot. She's a creep. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. But thank you for the call, my dear.
Oh, man, this is great.
Mike, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Awesome. Thank you. Is it okay or is it not okay that Donald Trump would like to bang his daughter?
Not okay.
It's
definitely not
okay.
I have a sister who loves... Okay, first of all, I have a five-year-old son and a 10-year-old daughter, and my sister loves to throw the word sexy around like it's the perfect adjective. And it drives me nuts. Like, every time she says it, I just go, don't say the word sexy, because... You just automatically, sex is the root word there. So you automatically take your mind there.
Yeah, sex, the first three letters, sex, of sexy. It's hard not to think about that in a sexual manner, am I right?
Exactly.
Well, good. I salute you for being a good parent, and thank you very much. All right, enough of this. Great. It's okay. It's not okay. Thank you to everyone who called, even those of you who lust after your own kin.
Hello, here we go again. This is the Drew Garabo Live Hidden Track of the Day. Don't tell any of your stupid friends. Shh.
What's happening, Hattie? Welcome to the Morning X Show.
Drew, or Seth, or both.
Oh, hello.
Oh, you got both of us. I hope you can handle it.
Is that a question? Or a request?
Definitely both. We are speaking with Hattie. Is it Weiner or Wiener?
No, I don't use that name because it was my married name, and my former husband married a wonderful woman, and she has the name plus him.
Oh.
So I use Hattie Retro Age. And that's how people find me on the search engines.
Love it. Hattie Retro Age on the Twitter machine, the website holisticallyhattie.com, a 76-year-old cougar who is currently on TLC's Extreme Cougar Wives. Hattie, how did they find you for this show?
Well, they had used me, so to speak, about 3 years ago or 2.5 years ago. There was a series called Strange Sex. I didn't know it was going to be called that, but actually, ultimately, it doesn't matter. And there was one episode that they were calling Cougars and Cubs, and I had been featured in a Dolce & Gabbana ad in a gold bathing suit in Vogue and Vanity Fair, and the photographer sat me next to this hunk and told him to look at me adoringly, and from then on, I was tagged as the consummate cougar.
Now, because of all this press you've been receiving lately, have any young guys been throwing themselves your way?
Actually, yes, as recently as yesterday. But I have to tell you that, though this sounds very light and fun, and there are people who actually write that they're vomiting and they're nauseous. And these people have sexual issues and issues about aging that I am cracking through. So that makes me feel fabulous.
You are the Jackie Robinson of the cougar industry, for sure.
Right, I'm hitting home runs there, sweetie.
Absolutely. Now, when you say a cub, Hattie, as a 76-year-old woman, what is a cub to you? What age are you looking at?
Well, I don't really like that word, but I'll use it anyway, because I don't like the word cougar either, but I don't care. It's industry standard. So a cougar is a beast of prey. I'm the farthest thing from that you can imagine. In fact, sometimes I joke and I say, well, if I'm a cougar, I'm declawed. Right, and I purr. But if you can imagine the message that I'm putting out, sorry about that, but at 76, I mean, most people are thinking of that as the most sexually repulsive thing they can imagine. 76, is it a bed or a cemetery plot? Oh. I mean, it's scary for people and often disgusting and repulsive. And I'm not offended by that. I feel that that's the message that's been given out about not only older women, but aging altogether. So I have this precious, blessed, exciting assignment to put out into the world that if you want to be gorgeous and sexy and creative and contribute to humanity, don't stop.
That's right.
Keep doing it, baby.
Oh, yeah. We're speaking with Hattie from TLC's Extreme Cougar Wives.
Hattie, are you attracted to guys your own age at all?
I'm not. But in fairness to them, I always say, go for young women, sweetheart.
Why not?
I think it's a good idea. And sometimes one of those precious older men, and I do cherish them for what they've gone through and whatever, and how they have to contend with aging, I understand it.
Sure.
I say, you know, just as I like young men, you go for young women, and that will help you with your spirit.
Sure. What's the youngest guy that you've been with, Hattie?
18.
Oh, and that was recently, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, I think, less than 2 years ago.
Wow.
18.
And
you went
with my friends, because they all know me. I said, I didn't know he was 18. I thought he was 23. And they f***ing crack up.
What? Did you go all the way with him? Did you guys?
Oh, yes. Oh, definitely, definitely. When a person is very, or two people, let me put it that way, when two people find an enormous attraction to each other that goes beyond just the physical, that's what I want to let people know. They're always thinking this woman wants the hard dick of a young guy. It's much more than that. It's the whole spiritual and creative aspect of the particular man. The guy was a musician. And he was remarkable. And that's what I resonated to. And that life force, that excitement, has sexuality attached to it.
Well, Hattie, you are a breath of fresh air, certainly. Everybody needs to check out TLC's Extreme Cougar Wives. You are awesome. Your Twitter handle is at Hattie Retro Age. The website, holisticallyhattie.com.
Hey, should Drew, the host of our show, because he's a young guy, should he send you a picture of his abs on Twitter?
I don't see why not.
Me either.
How young is Drew?
I'm young comparatively speaking. I'm 43.
Okay, that's still within the ballpark,
oh,
so to speak.
Uh-oh.
Now that we're talking home runs and going all the way.
All right. Still in the ballpark, but probably on the high end of the ballpark. Like, I'm on the warning track.
Well, Drew, you should enjoy what you've been given. And share it.
I will definitely do that with the world. Thank you very much, Hattie. It was lovely speaking with you. You're awesome. I love your spirit, and continued success to you, my dear.
Thank you, honey.
Thank you. Bye.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.